Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dark Temp 66, Joe. So this is actually the first episode we have of what we were talking about in our primer audio track. What we're going to kind of be focusing on are multiple followers of the channel, but also more importantly, other streamers in the community. As we were talking about earlier, I feel like Gwent community, it's a small community, but it's a really strong community. A lot of people are always helping each other out, following each other, watching each other's streams. So we figured this would be a perfect opportunity to start a stream audio recording series around what it's like to start out with Gwent, be a streamer, be a follower, and climb up the ladder and eventually get pro rank. And then what happens after that, we'll see. But yeah, so this is trying to make Gwent a little bit more accessible for people who might not know exactly what it's about or just don't want to get into it quite yet. So who we have on the channel exactly, we have a Blapsap, we have a Weezus, and Ezra. They're going to talk a little bit about an introduction to themselves, where they stream if they do, what they're kind of focusing on with their channel, their favorite decks, and kind of like what got them into playing Gwent and other card games. And this will just be an introduction to them, but we'll go more into detail in future episodes. So to kick it off, let's talk to Blapsap and let him introduce himself and talk a little bit about what his channel is about.
Hey guys, I'm Blapsap. I'm a streamer, like the rest of these guys. I primarily play Gwent, but I'm planning on kind of branching out and just kind of doing a variety of things. That's definitely going to include Gwent. It's one of my favorites right now. But I think one of the main things I like to have going on with my channel is to just have it be, like, self-made, so to speak. Like, everything I do on my channel, I try to make sure that it's something I did myself. Like, I made it look the way it does because, or just through my own work. I think that's what I want at the end of the day, is just to have it be my own. I mean, it'd be awesome to just be able to play video games and make a living from that too, but that just comes with time. In terms of Gwent, my favorite deck right now is, it's a deck I put together based on one of Ocean Mud's decks, and it's he uses Haunt and Monster. He uses Haunt and Petrie Filter for the Morntart. I kind of took that idea to use the Masquerade Ball, and then I have two Petrie's Filters for Damien Delator and Vatier. It's probably not the most competitive deck, but I have a lot of fun playing it. And I think what got me into Gwent was The Witcher 3. I think that a lot of people out there, that's what got them into Gwent too. It's like one of the funnest parts of Witcher 3 is just playing Gwent. So it was really awesome when they decided to make a standalone game of it. So yeah, that's who I am. That's my channel, and that's what got me into Gwent.
So when you started playing The Witcher 3, how much time did you actually spend playing Gwent? Because I felt like I spent like 100 hours playing the game.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I have probably at least 300 hours in The Witcher 3, and probably at least a third of that, or a quarter of that, is just in Gwent. So.
And your channel is usually streaming dates. Around what time do you usually stream?
I usually stream like between 8 and 9 Pacific time. Not 9 p.m., 8 and 9 p.m. Pacific time. But I'm kind of moving that to.
Awesome. So we'll also include locations of everyone's stream in the comment section as well. So if you have questions, you can find them there or reach out to the streamer directly. But we appreciate it. Also, we have Weezus is next. Weezus, take it away. Introduce yourself. Why do you play Gwent? All the above.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I'm Weezus. I stream at twitch.tv/itsweezus. I just picked up streaming. I'm actually the founder of the esports team Legacy that plays in Gwent. I started it last year, so I think June 2019, and it took us about a year. And then we've had players qualify for the Gwent Open. Andy99 played in the last Gwent Open. He's part of Legacy, and the next Open starting, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we have Aluha 228, who is also part of Legacy. Every season, we have about a little bit less than 10 people get top 64, so they're competing to get into the opens as well. For actually my own stuff, so I started streaming. I'm just going to rush to pro rank. You know, my plan is to do it within a week. So I have a couple of days left here, and I started at rank 25. After that, I'm going to do go to Runeterra, then hit up Magic the Gathering Arena, and I'm going to finish off with Hearthstone. And then I'm just going to stream, you know, maintaining my rank and all of those, and kind of just walk people through how to climb through them. Because I have people that are part of Legacy in my team that are all master tiers, they're all the top ranks. So I use their tips, you know, and I'm trying to perfect it. So if I can do it, then I think anyone else can do it as well. My favorite deck right now for Gwent is Great Swords, the good old Skellige deck, with the two blades and Wild Boar Finisher or a Mork Finisher. It was a deck recommended to me by Andy99. You just win first round, drive past round two generally, and then you just cream them in round three as well. It's very consistent. And there's if you get some really hard control in there, it can really mess you up. And then I think The Witcher 3 is what got me into Gwent as well. Even though I didn't really play much of it in The Witcher 3, I just saw like an advertisement or something for the beta. And I remember playing in the beta a lot, and I was ranked one in beta, but I'd never hit pro rank, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, that's like the deck I can absolutely never beat. If it includes Lippy as well, I don't know. I have the biggest issue. I don't know. That's an overpowered card, that boar card, but whatever. I guess it's a lot of overpowered cards, so.
Yeah, I just like the consistency of it, you know. It's very, like, foolproof. You just win round one, drive past round two, and you win round three. You don't have to really play those, like, round-winning tricks.
Straightforward.
Yeah. Awesome. So then we have Ezra next. Ezra, introduce yourself. Talk a little about what you're about.
How's it going? So my name is Ezra. I have been on Twitch for about 3-4 years now, somewhere around there. And I've always constantly, you know, taken breaks, but I've always found a new game to pick back up. And Gwent has been that game to really put a lot of time into. My channel name is twitch.tv/Ezra. It's real simple. It's literally my name. We just put an S at the end. Mostly it's a variety channel. Like I said, I've streamed for several years now, and I've always switched from mainly single-player games to multiplayer games. But Gwent seems to be like the game that I want to focus on just because I have a lot of fun playing it, and then the community is growing. Like I said, we started this podcast, and we, in my personal opinion, I think we could really go somewhere with this. As long as we have, you know, consistent people that want to join us and people that want to listen. Like I said, we're all very passionate about this game. At least I like to say we are. And there's just not another game out there that's like it, especially when it comes to the card design. That's what really got me into it. And then, you know, the whole lore of the Witcher series. And then the show being as popular as it is. Like, I really think that this game could really take off competitively and also for the casual player. The favorite deck, like I said, me and Weezus over here share a similar deck type. We both run the Skellige deck. And I like to say I'm better. I'm just kidding. the deck typing, like I said, I found it too just by watching the open, by watching Nick Arb use it. And I just was like, wow, what deck is that? I really have to know. And once I figured out that's what it was, I built it from that, and then I just kept tweaking it to have, like, different cards, so that way it wasn't, you know, full cookie-cutter, straight off Gwent, Play Gwent website or whatever. And, yeah, like I said, it's very consistent. It does what you want it to do if you have the right cards at the right rounds. And I think that's about it for me.
Awesome. So did you play The Witcher 3? I don't remember if you said if you did or not.
I actually did, yeah. So I couldn't tell you how many hours I put into it, but I know for a fact I put more time into Gwent than I actually did the story. It took me months to beat the story, but as for playing every day, it was always Gwent.
Yeah, that's what it felt like with me too. But awesome, I appreciate it. So yeah, my name, I stream under DarkTemp66. My name's actually Joe. What the channel is about is, since we've kind of started it, we've created like a diary of what it's like to go into Gwent, kind of just right in. I don't really focus too much on pro players or anything like that. I was a beta player at the beginning. I really did enjoy the game, but for some reason, I don't exactly know why I didn't continue playing it. It might have been just the reach of it, because it was only available through Galaxy. It wasn't available on like mobile devices and things like that. And I actually got back into it once I saw it was available on mobile device. And I was like, maybe I should get back into it. I haven't been streaming, I don't think, longer than about a month and a half. I started streaming RPGs and things like that, but I kind of wanted to find a game that had a smaller community that was tight, and a game that wasn't exactly to its full potential. And I think I kind of found that with Gwent. I played The Witcher 3 I don't know how many times over, and I spent the majority of the time playing Gwent, funny enough. So it was awesome when they did release it. What the channel, my channel, is about essentially is trying to bring people together who stream the same game and create that type of community where the content of the stream is driven by the person that follows the channel and not so much about me. And I think because then we can kind of build a larger community around the same game and then build that type of camaraderie, which I think is very cool. My favorite deck is going to have to be Nilfgaard Double Masquerade Ball, just because it just drives people up the wall. But that's probably my favorite one. I did use like a Monster Thrive deck up to about 13-12, and then I started using Scoia'tael Harmony, which of course is a tier 1 deck, which I pulled from the Team Leviathan Gaming deck series. I've been sticking with the Double Masquerade Ball. It looks like it's kind of been switched to a Soldier Ball mix for a tier 1, but I'm still sticking with the Double Masquerade right now. What got me into Gwent would definitely be The Witcher 3. I just loved how easy it was to catch on to in The Witcher 3, but also how actually difficult it could be to master. I mean, when do you pass and things like that. Now, we know the Gwent in The Witcher 3 is much different from the Gwent you'll play on mobile devices and, you know, on your PC, but the content or the idea is essentially still the same. Other card games, I played Magic the Gathering for a really long time, at least the physical card version. I think the digital card version is just way behind. I tried to get into it with Arena and the other Magic the Gathering, and I just couldn't do it. So that's essentially about me. So that kind of sums up everybody. Like I said, we'll have their information below in the comment section that you can go follow them and watch their streams, get an idea of when they're scheduled and things like that, and what other games they also stream. We'll also come up with an idea on what our next episode is going to be about. Probably going to focus and dive a little deep into what decks they use and the selected cards they use, and then probably get a little bit of information on the new expansion that is coming out, which I think is going to change a lot of things. So again, guys, we appreciate you listening. Like I said, please support your other streamers, and please support the community if you see somebody that is new to streaming the game. Most people want to hear about how to get better. I know when I started streaming Gwent, I had a few people actually really get me into the game and help me get better, because if you don't have people around you that play the game, Gwent can be a little tricky, especially like, you know, what cards should I be making? Should I be milling these cards? And things like that. And it really helps to have people who can kind of push you along the way. So make sure you're paying it forward with that. But again, guys, thank you so much. Guys, I appreciate it. And we will see you next time. Have a good one.